Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, helping you jumpstart your career in financial services. As always, I'm bringing to you fresh ideas from a recently aired video on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Do me a favor, my friend, and text me at 214-699-7599 with any questions you might have from this show so I can help you along your journey in becoming a successful financial professional. Again, that number is 214-699-7599. All right, let's hop into today's topic. I know you're busy out there, and think about it. What could you do with another 5 hours each week? Stay with me as I give you back an hour each day by going through some of my favorite productivity hacks. Get the pen and paper out. Hey there, everybody. Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube. And today I wanted to give you back some time. I know how difficult it is to be juggling a lot of hats, all the analogies and all the different, cliches that indicate how busy you are. And, I spent a significant amount of time in 2019 actually going through my schedule, looking at how I spend my time each day and really shoring up some things and implementing a really great productivity system that helps me quite a bit with all the things that I do, running two businesses, posting on social media just about every day, still spending enough time with my family and allowing me to have that very special time to cook dinner for my wife almost every day. Love you, honey. I want to show you what I'm using in order to organize my day. It's really, really, really simple, but sometimes it may not be easy depending on what you do and how you do it and what your routine is and things of that nature. So I know that you can make a lot of excuses. I've done that myself about how to get back more time, but I want to show you how to do that now. So let's pop into all that advice for you. My first productivity hack is going to have a morning routine. You've got to have a morning routine. I am a big proponent of mindset. And the things that you feed your brain in order for different actions in your life to take place. For instance, whatever you're talking about to your subconscious, like let's say the night before when you go to bed, about how you're gonna be so tired in the morning and you hate to get up and it's too early, all that stuff gets programmed into your brain. And when you wake up the next day, you're all groggy and you're grumpy and you're slow to start. So I'm a big proponent of making sure that whatever you feed your subconscious, if you don't want that to manifest in some type of negative action, then don't feed it to your brain. For that reason, I'm strong on the whole implementing some type of framework or philosophy inside of whatever you're going to do on a daily basis, particularly in the morning, whether that's exercise, meditation, reading, scripture reading, whatever it is, you need to have some type of consistency and discipline around that because it helps your body operate a whole lot easier. Now, particularly my personal routine is a mosaic of things. I've tried and sampled some things over the years, and I've kind of consistently landed on a cross between my own little thing and Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. This is a really great book that I would highly recommend, but his acronym that fits into my mosaic is called Lifesavers, and he particularly has an acronym around the last part, which is Savers. So Savers looks like, you start your day with silence, you then move to affirmation, you then move to visualization, exercise, reading, and then scripting, right? Or journaling, right? So these are different things, elements in my particular day. Now, I'm not probably doing all of those at any particular moment. What I typically do is I look at my life in seasons, like every 90 days or so, I have a block of activities that I'm gonna do that usually start, like I said, with that mosaic of the Miracle Morning. Sometimes I incorporate some more things. Like for instance, right now, me and my wife are going through a Bible study in Joshua, in the book of Joshua. And so that's an early morning rise between 5 and 6, we're doing that. So you just need to figure out something that works for you because I believe that if you start your day off right, exercise, meditation, prayer, whatever it is, it tends to help the trajectory of your day. And it leads into this next thing that I believe starts to give you some time back. How does that happen that you have an idea and almost seconds after you have the idea, it's gone? You just like, you can't capture it. You can't remember exactly what it was. Well, I think you have to have a capture system, which is my hack number two. And this is the way that I believe hack number one and hack number two works together. When you have a morning routine and you're doing the same thing over and over again, like me sitting back at that table back there, the level of your thoughts and the way that your brain starts to flow, it becomes more order and less chaotic. And when you sit down and do the same thing over and over again, that sets you up for the next event. And so one of the first things I do after my morning routine is I'm going through my capture system. And the capture system is basically something that allows you to take a thought, something that you wanted to remember, and put it into a system so that you can recall it later and then process it. Like whether it's a task or something to do much later, like a project, you have a system for doing that. Now, there are a couple people that have already made something like this popular. David Allen, Getting Things Done, has a very similar system. So let me tell you how mine works, and it allows me to get things back. So let's say I am on one of my midday walks, and I start to think about something that I want to incorporate in my business. Well, what I do is I pull out my phone, which I always have, and I type into Evernote whatever that thought is. And then it's gone. I've captured it, and I can go back to doing what I'm doing, enjoying being in the moment, doing the walk, whatever I'm doing, right? Then the next morning, which is not too big of a delay, I go through my capture system. And it may have, 5 notes or 10 notes or 20 notes, depending on what has happened in the previous 24-hour period. And then I begin to organize those notes. So some of them may be tasks that need to be done right now. They go into my list for things to do that day. Some of them may be things that need to be happening weeks from now or months from now, and they go into my project bin, so that I can begin to work on that and organize the resources around whatever needs to be done there. And sometimes they just need to be, someday, maybe never. I never know if I'm gonna get to this thing. So it goes on a different list. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode.
So this is how you can begin to organize your day so that you don't lose your thoughts. I would say right now I probably have somewhere between a 95 to 96% capture rate, meaning that if an idea comes in my brain, there's not too many times, maybe 1 out of 20 times that I'm never following through on it because I've forgotten it or I didn't have a good capture system. The beauty about having a good capture system is it frees up so much mental capacity. When you're always in your mind trying to remember things that you really should write down and put into a capture system, you're free to be in the moment. You're free not to be missing moments. You're free to, use your brain for higher level activities because your brain is not really meant to be a small storage container, right? It's meant to, really be creative and expand and go beyond the envelope and push you into your zone of genius. There's a Gay Hendrix reference in there. But the thing is your brain does not need to always be crumpled up like a computer. Have you ever tried to run your computer with like 17 programs going? Don't you notice that if you just shut your computer down and pull your computer back up and just run one program at a time or two programs at the most, that it operates so much more quickly, where your brain is pretty much the same way. I highly recommend something that's digital, right? If you're doing sticky notes, it's really hard because you may not always have pen and paper. Evernote pretty much allows you to do, capture that stuff at any time. Even if I'm driving, Siri, pull up Evernote, and then, the next thing you know, Evernote comes up, and then I speak a message in there, and then I'm done. So I would highly recommend something like Evernote. It's a really good system that allows you to capture what you need, and it's free. So that's a good thing. Now, this last productivity hack, and these are building upon each other because I believe you kind of look at this from a pyramid standpoint, you first need to start your day right. Then afterwards, you need to be able to organize the thoughts within that day. And then you need to have, at least one major conduit by which you do all your work sitting on top of that, no matter what your job is. I am a financial advisor and I'm a financial coach. So what happens is a lot of my stuff comes in via email since I work from home. So we're going to talk about email. So you've got to stay out of your email. That's the third productivity hack. And you're like, well, Dominic, how do I do my business? My business comes in through my email.
Calm down. I got you. What I've realized is that email can be a terribly either productive thing or destructive thing in regards to your time. And what I mean by that is I used to process email by just going through my emails and I'm looking through, I'm scanning through, I'm opening up, I'm reading, I'm marking them unread so I can come back to them later. I'm deleting some of them, I'm archiving some of them, I'm putting them in folders. It was a big headache. And basically, I just spent too much time in email. And now I'm pretty much to zero inbox. Now, you can read about zero inbox. There's probably tons of people that have done it, but the one I like is Forte Labs with Tiago Forte. So I'll put that down in the show notes. Make sure you look at that. He's got a really great framework and some tools to help you clean out your existing inbox so you can start from scratch. I'm not going to go through all the tools, but the basic premise is the following. I use a tool called Inbox When Ready. It's a Chrome extension. And Inbox When Ready minimizes the amount of time that you're allowed to check your email. And you can set this until your muscle kind of grows here. I would say now I probably spend about an hour a day in email, sometimes less than that, maybe about 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And I may check my email several times because as a financial advisor, clients may email me throughout the day when the markets are open. And so I want to be available for them. But let's just say you're in my position and you're like, Dominique, I don't know if I want to do that. It's a little iffy. You can easily, put a setting on your Gmail that says something like, hey, I'm doing some deep work right now and I would love to talk with you. I'm not answering emails right now, but I will check them at the end of the day. If this is urgent, what you can do is you can leave me a message or you can schedule some time on my calendar. That gives you the peace of mind knowing that if a client comes in with the urgent message, it's definitely going to get routed to where it needs to go. Most of the time, it's not urgent, though. And what that allows you to do is basically shut down your email, which is what I do during the day. And let's call it between that 9:30 and 2:30 time frame. I'm not answering email. I'm really usually working on a project. I'm doing client work, whatever research I'm doing, I'm reading. That's my crux of my time, and I don't want to be in and out of email. So what you will find, though, is when you get used to this, you end up saving a lot of time because email eats up a lot of our time, whether you're responding to people's messages or whatnot. There's all different types of ways that you may choose to stage a message that comes in. I use a tool, a plugin called Todoist. So, it even brings up the email in the original window when it comes in. So you might want to check that out. It's a really helpful tool for you to be scanning through your email really quickly and say, this doesn't need to be done until later. Flag it and pick it up for when it needs to be done. So there's a lot of different things that you can do, but I think combined together, you can save a lot of time. This allows me to redirect my really, really great energy into things like creating podcasts, creating social media posts, and things to really move the needle on my business besides the administrative work of things that just have to be done as a business owner. So I highly recommend that, and you can check some of those tools out. All right, now, I would really love to know what you use as your productivity hacks. If you'd like to know a little bit more about my day and how those things that I just talked about work, make sure you check out this video. But leave down in the comments what you use as a productivity hack, and I would love to kind of share in the dialogue about how this helps you out, and maybe I can save some extra time in my day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.